Kansas City Swing. You know it when you hear it. That four-piece rhythm section with the guitar chunk-chunking on every beat. The brass calls and the reeds reply. Quiet riffs explode into shouting choruses, revealing endless inventions on the 12-bar blues. Recently, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra assembled on the stage of the Rose Theater to take a long draft of that magic potion brewed by Count Basie, Benny Moten, and Mary Lou Williams. Our special guests are Basie Band veteran Frank West and one of our favorite young singers, Jennifer Sannin. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'm Wendell Pierce, sitting in for the composing Wynton Marsalis. We're glad you're here. After Count Basie's big band left Kansas City for the Big Apple in 1936, a number of his musicians formed small groups to record in that style of southwestern swing. Basie's Kansas City Seven featured saxophonist Lester Young, who wrote this tribute to the group's trombonist, Dickie Wells. Here's Dickie's Dream. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Speaker Goins. Walter Blanding. Wycliffe Pinecone Gordon. Dan Nimmer. Thank you. Now we'd like to bring out a man in. Well, he is this sound, the sound of this music. Alumnus of Basie Orchestra. One of the orchestras is even named for he and Frank Foster. They call it the Two Franks Band. And I want you to know that he's still out here on the scene every night, checking out the younger musicians, going to the clubs, always with his suit on. No matter how raggedy everybody else is, he maintains his dignity. And what comes out of his horn is pure gold. He's going to join us on three numbers. First is entitled, I Know That You Know. Please, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank West.
Frank West.
This is a very beautiful ballad, Blue and Sentimental.
Thank you.
Frank West.
Yes, indeed. Now we'd like to conclude this half with a piece composed by Lester Young. It's entitled Lester Leaps In. Lester Leaps In. Thank you.
Frank West.
Lester leaps in. Saxophonist Frank West with members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Frank West.
We've got much more from Kansas City just ahead, including the music of an obscure Kansas City band that helped to launch the career of arranger Tad Dameron. You can hear this program again and find lots more about Kansas City Swing in the Erdogan Jazz Hall of Fame. You know the address, www.jalc.org. In for Wynton Marcellus, I'm Wendell Pierce. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Kansas City jazz was brought to national attention by big bands. First was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, and the next to make it big was Andy Kirk with his Clouds of Joy. And then came, of course, Count Basie, and finally, the J. McShann Orchestra, which brought Charlie Parker to the scene. But of course, there were other bands. Alto saxophonist Harlan Leonard had played with Count Basie and Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Leonard hired Tad Dameron to be his staff arranger after inspecting a single score. I guess it was very neat. Now, the music that Tad Dameron wrote, it was great music, but the records didn't sell and nobody came to the gigs. So that's a killer combination.
So Harlan Leonard left the music business far behind. So far, in fact, that he became an agent for the Internal Revenue Service. But Count Basie hired Tad Dameron to arrange for his group. Dameron, of course, went on to be one of the most influential arrangers of the bebop era. Here's one he wrote for Harlan Leonard's band. It's called Dameron Stomp. Thank you.
Ryan Kaiser, Andre Haywood, Walter Blanding, Victor Goins. This next one is entitled Rock and Ride. Ted Nash, Carlos Enriquez, Wycliffe Gordon.
400 Swing, a Tad Dameron arrangement for the defunct Harlan Leonard Orchestra. Before that, we heard Rock and Ride and Dameron Stomp. Now let's go back to Basie with a couple of arrangements written for his full orchestra by their staff arranger, Eddie Durham.
Eddie Durham wrote almost all of the music for the Kansas City-formed Count Basie Orchestra that came north in the mid-1930s. Their calling card, of course, was the blues. If you get too far from the blues, you're a long way from home. Can't get no higher than the blues, and you can't go no lower than the blues. They sing the blues in the church, and they sing it in some of them other houses. People sing the blues when they're happy, and they sing the blues when they're sad. What else could you say about it except to play it? This is entitled Good Morning Blues. Miss Jennifer Sannon singing.
Thank you.
Jennifer Sannon.
Jennifer Sannon with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Our last piece is an Eddie Durham arrangement of Herschel Evans' Doggin' Around.
Thank you.
Doggin' Around. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra playing an Eddie Durham arrangement originally written for the Count Basie Band. The band includes on trumpet Wynton Marsalis, Ryan Kaiser, Marcus Prentup, and Sean Jones. On saxophones, Victor Goins, Joe Temperley, Sherman Irby, Walter Blanding, and Ted Nash. In our trombone section, Andre Hayward and Vincent Gardner. Dan Nimmer played piano, James Chirillo guitar, Carlos Enriquez bass, and Ollie Jackson on the drums. Our special guests were saxophonist Frank West and vocalist Jennifer Sannon.
Ollie Jackson.
Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced at Murray Street. This edition was written by David Gorin, who produced the program with Steve Rath and Alexa Lim. Original sessions recorded by Rob McCumber and Jeff Rothman at XM Productions. Additional recording at NPR West by Carlos Asensio. Thanks to Matthew Long Middleton and Craig Bray. The executive director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Adrian Ellis. Cat Henry supervises our broadcast and recordings. And the artistic director is Wynton Marsalis. In for Wynton, I'm Wendell Pierce. Thanks for joining us.